Now, so much for the general nature of Dharma as expression. It's basically the law of conditioned co-production, conditionality in these two forms. What about the purpose, the function of the expression? Why is there the Dharma? Why does the Dharma exist? Why did the Buddha express it at all? Why do we have the teaching of conditioned co-production, universal conditionality, and all the other teachings? Now, the function of the Dharma, the function of the Buddha's teaching, is made clear by the Buddha himself in what is called the parable of the raft. And we can't remember this, we can't think about this too often or too much. The Buddha said, under the symbol or under the figure of a raft, do I preach the Dharma or do I make known the Dharma? How is that so? He said, supposing a man was to come to the edge of a great stretch of water, a great river, supposing he wanted to get to the other shore, the opposite bank, but there was no ferry, no one to take him across, what would he do? He'd chop down a few saplings, he'd lash them together, he'd make a raft. He'd sit on the raft and, using hands and feet to paddle, he'd get across to the other side, he'd cross to the other shore. So the Buddha put the question, well, having arrived at the other shore, what would he do with the raft? Would he? Yes, he'd throw it away, of course he would. He wouldn't, out of gratitude, thinking how useful it had been, he wouldn't load it onto his shoulders and continue his journey with the raft. He'd just leave it where it was. So in the same way, the Buddha said, the Dharma, my teaching, is a means to an end. It's a raft to take you to the other shore of nirvana. It's not an end in itself. It's the means to enlightenment. This is what the Dharma essentially is. This is its function, to be a means for men and women to gain enlightenment. And here, therefore, there are two extremes with regard to the Dharma, two extremes with regard to the raft, to be avoided. One extreme, of course, is walking up and down this shore, saying, oh, what a beautiful raft. Oh, how lovely. But you continue walking up and down. Or you sit on this shore and you admire the raft. You never think of making any use of it. Or you start disputing about it. You say, no, I think the raft isn't very well made. I think there ought to be 10 saplings, not 12. And I think it ought to be lashed together a bit more securely. And I don't quite like the way it floats in the water. I'd build it bigger and better. But you remain sitting on the bank, and you speculate, and you dispute, and you discuss about the raft. So this is one extreme. The other extreme, of course, is to get onto the raft and go across to the other shore. But then you get stuck with the raft, and you sit down and you say, well, the raft is the thing, after it's brought me here, and you insist on continuing your journey bearing the raft. Now, both these attitudes are ridiculous. Most people, of course, are more likely to be guilty of the first, of walking up and down this shore, looking at the raft, possibly, admiring it, talking about it, but never actually getting onto it. Now, this parable of the raft gives us a very good guide. It gives us a very good criterion. It makes it absolutely clear that the Dharma, or rather the function of the Dharma, is to carry us across, is to help us spiritually progress. We can even go further than this, as we shall see a little later on, that the Dharma is that which helps us to progress spiritually, that which takes us a little way up the spiral. This is the Dharma. We find that the great emperor Ashoka, who lived 2.5 centuries after the Buddha, inscribed in his rock edicts this memorable saying, whatever the Buddha said was well said. But we find the Mahayana Sutras, which may have been written down a little later than that, reversing this. And they say, whatever is well said, that is the word of the Buddha. In other words, whatever helps you across, whatever helps you up that spiral, take it as the Dharma. Take it as the word of the Buddha. Because that's all that the word of the Buddha, all that the Dharma is, that which helps you across, that which helps you on your journey. That's why it's ridiculous to say, as sometimes you hear people saying, well, such and such practice helps me in my Buddhist life very much. I feel much better for it. It helps me concentrate. But of course, it isn't anything to do with Buddhism. It isn't part of the Dharma. But if it helps you spiritually, it is essentially, in principle, part of the Dharma. So we may say that whatever leads to enlightenment, whatever helps us in that direction, whatever helps man to evolve, this is the Dharma. And this is exactly what the Buddha said in so many words to his aunt and foster mother, Maha Prajapati Gautami.